Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the blacktop under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people.
People are what we're concerned about. Hello. It's 33 after the hour now. We have a good day going on. Yep, this is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Victoria Keelan, who is on the program for the first time today. And if she's not back tomorrow, it'll be because she's had too much of Roberta. Richie and I are fine, but she'll have been fed up.
Everything was good until Roberta
showed up.
This woman.
Ah, exactly. Netflix's plan to conquer the world. This is something that sort of distracts people. I never paid any attention. I had no idea. I remember when people in my family used to order Netflix and they'd come in the mail.
You know, the DVDs in the mail. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now they are a global network and they have presented a path for steady growth that pushes them beyond their 75 million subscribers, which is about what they have today, apparently. A lot of money there. There are 7 billion more people, and they want them all. Mm-hmm. Their aspiration means a lot more, though. What happens when every part of an online entertainment empire is controlled by one person or one company? And that's really sort of what is going on here. There's a net neutrality issue, apparently. Here are reporters Ashley Jenkins and Meg Turney coming from the website The Know, talking about how Netflix has been blaming service providers for years when it turns out that they are the ones who have been throttling your video stream.
After years of crusading loudly against bandwidth throttling, taking aim at companies like Verizon for diminishing the viewing experiences for their subscribers, and generally fighting for net neutrality, well, it appears that maybe it was Netflix that was throttling our binge-watching sessions all along.
It's not the kind of plot twist you like to hear, honestly.
That's a bad kind of twist.
Yeah, in a new blog post titled, "Helping Netflix Members Get More from Their Mobile Data Plans."
In the post, Netflix admits that, yes, it's been throttling your streaming service down to 600 kilobits per second, but it was for your own good, they promise. According to them, it was to protect you from hitting your mobile data cap.
Good guy, Netflix, violating net neutrality on your behalf.
In the post, Netflix defends its actions by blasting mobile data caps and putting all the blame there. For them, they were worried that users were hitting their data caps set by mobile providers and that might cost them some subscribers. So the natural solution was to just limit all that data.
But don't worry, you totally didn't notice. Per Netflix, this hasn't been an issue for our members. Our research and testing indicates that many members worry about exceeding their mobile data cap and don't need the same resolution on their mobile phone as on a large screen TV to enjoy shows and movies.
As for just how long this fishy behavior has been going on, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Netflix started throttling bandwidth 5 years ago. So, yes, that's the same time frame that they've been showboating about how anti-throttling they are.
Okay, so that was from Framingham South High School, that report.
It's interesting, though.
It is, actually, because they presented a lot of facts worth chewing on. And we've been trying to figure out over the course of the program today how sophisticated I am. I just know that Netflix comes on Meredith's TV. I don't have it here. And that's what I know about Netflix.
Doug magically appears.
Right. Yeah, magic. Right.
Well, I can watch 24 on it. We can binge watch House of Cards.
Meredith, how is it this magic box in our living room gets all of this content?
It delivers Kevin Spacey right to me.
It's just a miracle.
Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway.
Miracle box.
Do you guys all have Netflix? And is this affecting you?
Yeah, Netflix.
Yep. Yeah. Well, how do you get it, though? That's what I got out of it.
How do you get it?
The internet.
You get it on the internet.
Yeah.
Right, but I think what Doug means, we're all hardwired with our TVs. We're not watching. We're not streaming
not
it on mobile devices.
I have a... Doug, what she's trying to say is that since you have a cable plugged into the back of your TV, that is how the Netflix is delivered to your TV. Mm-hmm. Whereas on some smart TVs, I have... cable coming into my TV, but the way I get Netflix is through the Wi-Fi on the smart TV.
Right.
So there's you can still have both, but
really.
Right,
it's still
but
magic.
It's but it's what they're talking about is Wi-Fi versus data plans. So
correct.
If you're using
yes.
your AT&T or Verizon data plans, that's where the throttling occurs.
And so Netflix
that's
is saving you
for
money.
Net neutrality.
Right. They think they're coming across as being the good guys because we're trying to save you money, which is a load of horse manure, from what I'm gathering. On this.
Yes,
basically, I've always felt they're creating evidence that furthers their case for net neutrality.
Ah, mm-hmm. Okay. American Airlines, flight 736.
By the way, Victoria, Doug is still just as clueless coming out of that story as he was going
yes,
in.
Yeah,
neutrality is
be
like
assured.
This black hole for him.
American Airlines, flight 736, scheduled to leave Detroit to Philadelphia, was canceled because the pilot was drunk. Well, the FAA said the pilot was detained under suspicion of having a back over the BAC, whatever that means, over the legal, what is that? What's alcohol?
Blood alcohol content.
Thank you.
Right.
I just figured that out. Thank you. When he arrived for his flight in Detroit, flight was carrying several students who were headed to a spring break vacation. After a picture of the students asleep in the airport was posted to Instagram, there was another post, when your pilot gets drunk, your flight gets canceled, and you've been up since 2 a.m.
Get off my plane.
All right. Spokesman for the airport said that the pilot failed a breathalyzer test and was taken into custody. So how often does one have his breath checked before he gets into the plane? I'm kind of a little concerned. As much as I fly, how much of that goes on?
That's very random. But what this guy did was when he went through the security checkpoint, TSA noticed he was a little loopy. And they called the airport police, who then came out and checked him out.
Right.
The one thing TSA notices, that's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a flood of wasted time and effort. A photo of the pilot being arrested, taken by a passenger, was posted to Twitter. American must love this. Here's their statement. This is a serious matter, and we're assisting local law enforcement and the feds with an investigation. We'll handle this matter appropriately. Hello, this guy's fired. See you later, alligator. It's not really, they apologize to the customers. Okay, it's not American Airlines. You don't want to hear me sticking up for American very much, but in this case, it's not.
Well, you like American. You fly them a lot.
I didn't mean I like them. I fly them most of the time because I have 2 million miles. That doesn't mean I like them. I don't like them much at all, but they're better than... this is the relative of the legacy airlines. American sucks less than United and Delta. How's that?
I fly Southwest. I love Southwest.
Well, the problem with Southwest is you can't you can plan on where you're sitting if you get in the front of the line, but the planes are always full. And there's not as much leg room. I just don't like flying in that circumstance. I don't mind short hauls. I used them to get to Denver a couple of weeks ago, but I just don't want to fly across the country on them.
Yeah, you see, but if you get on early, if you're A-list and you get on early, I always take the exit row seat.
Right, it has nothing in front of it.
Yep, and you get even the one on the other side is good too.
Yeah,
you get a lot of leg room.
$12 to get in the A group.
Yeah, that's all.
An extra $12 to be in the A group.
Yeah.
But then there are other.
You can be in the back of the A group, though, is what you're saying.
I'm actually looking at a picture of this guy. The pilot.
My God, Buffy, I have to be up in the front of the plane.
And also, if you fly when the non-business people are flying, that A1 through 15, which is usually business travelers. Not many people.
No.
And, you know, it's mostly tourists, and they only fly once or twice a year, and they have no idea the layout of the plane. They're clueless. They're clueless.
No. They just know
so
they paid X number of dollars to get on the plane. They're going to get to someplace and... You heard the story of the Allegiant Air. This was Friday, and this would have happened Thursday. Allegiant is an airline based in Las Vegas that has about 40 planes. They're all MD-80s, and they're the older MD-80s. So they had the flight was going from Las Vegas to...
Victoria, that's an airplane, by the way.
Flint.
I'm aware. Thanks.
Okay, good.
From Las Vegas to Flint, Michigan, I think. And there was a mechanical. So they put him on another plane. They got there 2 hours later, and there was another mechanical. And so they put him on another plane. They got there 6 hours later, And there was another problem. So they put him up in a hotel overnight. It took them 20 hours to fly from Las Vegas to Flint, Michigan. You can drive it in 14 or 15 hours. So, but
that's awful.
That's one of those, another one of those airlines like Spirit that has no reason for being. It's just cheap. $10 seats, and then they add, you know, you pay $35 for your.
Next time, talk to him for the Doug Stephens Show.
Move on.
You got your 2 minutes to rant.
You realize, you see, Victoria, how disrespectfully I am treated by
Hey, Victoria, if you don't stop him when he gets on airline talk, he'll be talking until next Tuesday.
43 past the hour on Good Day. Discussion of minimum wage increases and further examples of what it's going to mean to people who think they're going to be able to continue their job when they're paid $15 an hour. The joke's on them. That coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Fake Green. Harrison with you. Many of us worry about lead, perchlorates, antibiotics, hormones, and other creepy crawlies in our tap water and use store-bought water filters, though they're only marginally effective. Newly invented is the Zero Water Filter, a 5-stage unit that sucks almost everything out of the water. The Zero Water Filter is even certified to remove lead, zinc, iron, and deadly mercury. Although there's still no standards to certify it for antibiotics or hormones or perchlorate, recently discovered when the White House reduced drinking water standards, this Zero Water Filter was able to remove almost all of these as well. Equally, the filters are recycled with 95% being reused. Now, super safe tap water so we can finally chuck out all those plastic water bottles.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame center had to replace a legend, Bill Russell. His fierce work ethic earned him the 1973 NBA MVP, and he helped lead the Celtics to 2 titles.
Got it at the buzzer!
So where is Dave Cowens now? Dave once spent a night as a Boston cabbie, but he didn't pursue it as a career. He stayed in basketball, coaching with several NBA clubs and the WNBA Chicago Sky. And he even found time to do a commercial with his old rival, Bob Lanier.
He won the MVP and the championship. Those were the 2 biggest feats in basketball.
No, Bob, those were the 2 biggest feats in basketball.
Dave Cowens, keeping it light off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want to change the way you're feeling? Well, just change your facial expression. Here's the brain science of it. If you want to change the way you're feeling, then change your facial expression and fake what you want to feel. The brain doesn't know the difference. Officially referred to as the facial feedback hypothesis, there's a relationship between facial expressions and emotional arousal. Actors are told to act happy or sad. Their brain chemistry changes to reflect their acting. What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to feel better? Then smile. Don't feel like smiling? Then hold a pencil or a pen longitudinally between your teeth. This activates the same facial muscles as a real smile. The simple act of holding a pencil between your teeth tricks your brain into smiling, and guess what? Your whole entire mood improves. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY TV.
Today on AppCheck, for a dollar, Wobble will wobble anything on your device, usually a body part. Works perfectly, but really, what's the point? Wobble. Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
47 after the hour, Doug Stephens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. The minimum wage discussion continues. There are those, as each month... The beginning of each month, there are new states that have enacted these laws. The minimum wage still isn't a national thing. It still isn't $15 an hour, but I think there are some candidates. Isn't it Bernie, Roberta, doesn't Bernie Sanders want $15
national? Oh, yes, absolutely. National? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Hillary said anything about it, and I know the Republicans would be against it. Here's Jeanette Wicks, who's an economist at the Political Economy Research Institute, explaining why she believes the minimum wage needs to be raised.
Where's that one, Doug?
That would be $3.92, Richie.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Yes.
Oh, $3.92. Yeah.
That one is that $3.92.
One of the things I think is lost in this entire conversation is the basic question about what does a $15 minimum wage look like in our economy. One of the historical aspects that I like to point out is that if you look over the history of the federal minimum wage, which currently is only $7.25, you'll see that it has not kept up in its value over time. Now, if you look at what it was in 1968, what its inflation-adjusted value was in 1968, you're looking at something in excess of $10 an hour. Now, the other thing, important thing to know about the minimum wage is that it used to rise with average productivity.
Another theorist who doesn't have a company of her own, who doesn't have a background in running a company or working. These people who are theorists are great until it comes to the practicality of how many robots are going to, until you're trying to pay your payroll and you can only charge X amount of dollars because your company is competing with somebody in China or whatever the reality is. The thing that bothers me, because I'm an agrarian, most everybody knows I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, is how this applies on the farm. There are lots of exemptions for farm. For example, Massachusetts, where I am, we have the right to farm bylaw. And you have to pay if you want to compete, you got to pay a reasonable amount of money, $8-$10 an hour, depending on how it is, maybe $12 an hour. But to tell farmers that they got to pay $15 an hour, okay, one more nail in the coffin of the family farm.
Same
because
here
there isn't, people don't want to pay.
I can't
at
get
the
anybody
store
to work here in radio for under $12, $13 an hour.
No, right.
You're just not going to get anybody good.
Yeah, right. All right, so there we have. I just think, look at the robots that are coming into the fast food business, and it kind of tells you the story of where it's all going. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.